This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Kay Goins. Kay is with Spruce Pine Main Street. And Kay is with us today to talk about the 6th Annual Blacksmith Festival, sponsored by Main Street, also by Penland School and the Tow River Arts Council. Welcome, Kay. Tell us about the Blacksmith Festival.
Man, we're going to have a wonderful day on the 25th. It's coming Saturday at the Blacksmith Festival. Starts at 10 in the morning, runs till 4 in the afternoon, totally free. Mm-hmm. We have approximately 20 great blacksmith vendors that are going to be there with their works of art. And nobody should miss the mm-hmm. arts that are at the Tow River Arts Council in Spruce Pine. We have a wonderful blacksmith exhibit, just beautiful, beautiful work. And so everyone's welcome. That's free also. At the Blacksmith Festival that day, we'll have a demonstration tent. We'll have well-known blacksmiths such as Elizabeth Brim and others that will be there demonstrating how to blacksmith, how to make that metal into a piece of art. And then we have a hands-on tent, which could be is used for children and adults, and anyone can try their hand at blacksmithing. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to try that. We usually have a line. People mm-hmm. are excited about that part of it. For the kids, we have face painting. We have inflatable games. We have a great day of food. Mm-hmm. We have more food vendors this year than we've had in a long time. Uh-huh. So we want you to come on out and enjoy it with
us. So certainly it is a family affair. Everybody's welcome to continue to find something for everyone at the festival. Now, give us the hours of the festival. I know there's some other things happening that day on Laura Street. Tell us about that.
Sure. It starts at 10 that morning. We'll have some great fun. We have the Tow River Cruisers that come in, and they're starting their summer series of car shows. And they will come in around 5:30 that afternoon as soon as we clear the streets. And so you've got a whole day of doing that. And then at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, at the Carolina Theater in the parking lot, bring your chair mm-hmm. and come and listen to Cruise Control. Mm-hmm. It's a band from Greensboro, North Carolina, and they play beach, dance, mm-hmm. boogie and blues. So yeah. I'm sure everybody would love that kind of music.
So you need to bring your chair and your dancing shoes.
That's right.
Okay, certainly. All right. Again, it's a free event. This is the 6th annual event, and I know it's growing, growing, and growing.
Very, very much so.
You folks bring in talent like the Blacksmith Festival and those folks that make up that. And I know you have other events that you do during the year. What's coming up?
All right. In July, this will be our 11th Tow River Storytelling Festival. And again, we have a wonderful lineup. David Holt will be back again. We have Michael Reno Harrell. He's returning. We have a gentleman from Southern Pines, Granddaddy Junebug. Mm-hmm. Is his storytelling name. And then we have a lady from Charlotte, and then we have the nephew of Ray Hicks that will be, Orville Hicks, that will be joining us this year. And everyone's familiar with the Hicks and how wonderful their stories are. So it's going to be a great day.
Another annual event sponsored by Spruce Pine Main Street and other organizations in our community. Again, the Blacksmith Festival is this Saturday, Lower Street, Spruce Pine, and it starts at 10, runs till 4. Later, the Rhododendron Cruisers Car Show begins their series of summer events. Then at 6 o'clock in the parking lot of the Carolina Theater, the band is
Cruise Control.
They play beach,
boogie
and blues.
And blues,
all of it.
And dance music.
And bring your chair there and, of course, your dancing shoes. Thanks a lot for joining us, Kay, with the Spruce Pine Main Street program. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.